Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. New development over in the Philippines. China has sent 240 ships into Philippine waters. 240 ships. They say they're fishing ships. They're all painted blue. They're each a couple hundred feet long, and they each can catch a ton a day of fish. That's 240 tons of fish being sucked out the territorial waters of the Philippines. Philippines is not as wealthy a country as China. They are not. They need the food. They need the fish. And this is wrong. Let me break it down and say what's going on. I think China is making a mistake on this. China has been woofing and trash talking to the United States, simulating attacks on our carrier strike force, buzzing Taiwan, shouting things into the radio like Taiwan is China and so forth. Taiwan is China. It's the Republic of China. That's what it's called. Mainland China is the People's Republic of China, the Communist China. And these people are all Chinese and they all speak Mandarin. So yes, they're Chinese. Goes the other way, though. They're free and China is not. Well, China is now is extending hostilities towards Vietnam and towards the Philippines. China, the main population in China are called the Han Chinese, H-A-N. And they have a racial attitude around among themselves, the way the Japanese did before the Second World War, the way the Nazis did about Aryans, and the way the Iranians do. And it's really, in many respects, race-based. And they look down on the Filipinos, they look down on Vietnamese, or anybody who's not Han Chinese, basically. So in doing this, this is of a piece with what they're doing in terms of attacking the United States, simulated attacks on Taiwan, advance, withdraw, pick. That's what they do, okay? So Duterte, the president of the Philippines, who is a bit of a piece of work himself, has sent Philippine ships out there in the area. There's nothing but ships out there. I don't know how they fish. However, if any confrontation between the Philippine Navy and the Chinese Navy is going to end badly for the Philippine Navy, that's why it's important for the United States to support the Philippines. When Trump has insulted so many people over there and walked away, you know, the Philippines, they now just filed a diplomatic complaint about what China's doing. Well, they did more than that. Back before Trump got in, they went to The Hague and they got an order from the World Court that China was breaking the law and should get out, and Trump wouldn't back him up. Trump said, take care of yourself. So Duterte started to suck up to the Chinese. I mean, if the main strongest guy in the playground isn't going to protect you, you go to the bully. Now the bully is invading him. That is another example of how Trump really hurt this country. We go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Last night on PBS, and I'm sure it was a rerun, but Frontline had a special about counterterrorism in our country. I recommend everybody watch it. You can access it. It's archived through YouTube. It's not hard to find. But that piece by Frontline was very eye-opening. I'm going to bed about that time. Boy, I was sitting on the edge of my chair watching that. I don't think America realizes how close we are to a major insurrection throughout the country, with between the Proud Boys and all these other groups, and who feeds them? The far right, from Fox to Trump, they're just fed by these organizations. And if we don't wake up one of these days, we think we're having catastrophes now. A big one is just around the corner, because these guys walk down our main streets armed with M16s, which I think is insanity. They've got the mind of half a rock, and they're reactionary. They don't think. They just do as they're told. Well, they're being fed a lot of bad information, and I really think, thank God, some of these guys are getting sued in Congress, because they took an oath to protect our country from foreign and domestic terror. They failed. They disavowed their oath. They're illegal people. I say this a lot, but I really think people don't understand how close we are to a major insurrection in our country. Thanks again for letting me speak my piece.
Thanks, Bill. Those are very powerful words. Thank you for the information. And yeah, let me build on that. People kind of look at things, I'm going to look forward to seeing that video, but people kind of think, well, okay, these guys are sort of nuts. You know, the one guy, I remember at the insurrection on January 6th, remember the guy with the horns and the fur and the paint? You know, these guys look like clowns. Well, they're not clowns. I think there are about 300 million AR-15s or similar weapons out in private hands around the country. And, the truth is, everybody now, they conceal carry, many open carry. It is a tinderbox out there. It really is. I think a lot of it is ultimately the change in the racial composition of the country. And the fact is that we have got to be able to exist as a multiracial society in the good sense, not identity politics. One of the problems of the authoritarian left is thinking we should have a quota system and all that. I think the answer is not that. I think that the answer is simply that everything is open to everybody. Nobody is disabled because of their immutable characteristics, which means gender, race, that kind of thing. But consistent with that, we are going to pick the best people. We're not going to throw sops to identity politics. I think that's part of it. But ultimately, it's going to require consensus, Bill. It's going to require consensus. And the fact is that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Abraham Lincoln said that, and he was right. That's why he fought the Civil War. It can't remain divided. We cannot remain divided racially. That is a simple statement of fact. So thank you for the info, Bill, and your comments as always. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you know, to go off of what was just said is that was in the sporting goods store the other day picking something up, and I walked through the ammunition aisle, and I mean, it's virtually empty because, I mean, they just can't keep it on the shelves. I mean, and it's scary that you got so many people out there that are just stocking up. I mean, that you can only fire off so many rounds of ammunition. I mean, that even if you got you're going up against big government, you know, because if big government's coming to get you, they're going to get you. They're just going to launch a rocket into your house, and your M16 is not going to do you any, or your AR-15 is not going to do you any good.
But the thing is, the government is not going to launch a rocket in anybody's house. And, you know, look, let's think about it this way, Mark, because you're making the good point. Here's the deal: the most secure border, the most safe border, for our perspective that we have, is with Canada. And it's the most lightly armed, you know, occasional guard shack somewhere. There's plenty of, it's a very, very wide border, thousands of miles long. But what protects you is friendship with the other country, or if you have differences, they're resolved in a peaceful way. That's what the ultimate defense is of the country. We need a strong defense department simply because, and military, because not everybody is Canada. And I get it. But in Europe, the best borders are, you know, say Germany and France. That was not true in the 1940s, but now it is. And when people respect each other, or, you know, France and Italy, people respect each other. And if they have differences on trade or anything like that, you work it out. The problems in the world right now, obviously, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, we have an experienced president in the White House to handle them. They were badly handled. In fact, they were maliciously, and they were vandalized. Our allies were vandalized by our own President Trump. That's changing now. But the real threat going forward is not from the government at all. The real threat going forward is from a potential domestic insurrection and the racial division in the country. And so no amount of guns, I'm sorry to hear that everybody has to, you know, kind of arm up and all that. But as long as it's not used in an offensive way, in other words, to try to take over the government themselves, then that's fine, I suppose. But everybody, I think, should understand what protects you most is not any gun you have in your house. It's basically law and order and peace and a feeling of security. And that can't be done by a handful of bad police officers who figure, well, I can kill somebody who's human, and it's technically I can get away with it. These people got to be kept off the force. They have to be punished when it happens, and there has to be a change of culture. Those kinds of divisions we should be able to handle. But other kinds of divisions, racial divisions, we had a president who divided us racially, and that has got to be healed. Going back to the lines another time, Dick and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Yeah, and just to buttress the last two callers, who was behind much of that? Putin. I mean, he's trying to destroy us from within. And it's all the propaganda that's out there on a nonstop basis. And he's enjoying this turmoil we've got going on in this country. And these idiots that are of that persuasion, they don't understand that that's who's pulling our, well, not anymore since Biden was elected, but certainly they had somebody who was willing to just go right along with that when Trump was in office. And it is scary. It's very scary stuff. And then, you know, to these police departments, like you're talking about, Matt, a little less money spent on military-style vehicles and all this weaponry for this, that, and the other thing, and maybe a little bit more on who we're actually hiring, spend the money there. I mean, in the case of in Minnesota, you have 18 different times he was, you know, called out for things that were just not right. You know, 18 times, and he's still on the force?
Right. No, you hit a lot of things, and it's true. And first of all, on the international front, I am glad that Biden's in there. I mean, he has a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom. On the other hand, I can't begin to emphasize the damage that Donald Trump did. I can't begin to emphasize it to our alliances and to emboldening Russia and China. I can't begin to emphasize it enough. And then secondly, yeah, when it comes to policing in this country, you need a national standard. You're going to need a national standard, and everybody's going to holler and say it should be local control. Local control is strangling and shooting in the back people who are not posing a threat. That's got to stop. That can only stop with strong national leadership, and right now we're divided 50-50 in the Senate, and Manchin won't necessarily go along with a lot of things. The Republicans will vandalize it. Biden has a lot on his plate. Glad we have somebody with that wisdom in there. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after. Never be free.